the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wedding of the Virgin and Joseph. September 5th, 1944. How beautiful Mary is dressed as a bride. Among her joyful friends and teachers, there is also Elizabeth amongst them. She is dressed in snow-white linen, so soft and refined that it looks like precious silk. She is wearing round her slender waist a Bruin-wrought belt in gold and silver, made of medallions held together by little chains. Each medallion is an embroidery of gold threads on heavy silver, burnished by age. Probably because the belt is too long for her, still a gentle girl, the last three medallions hang down in the front and fall amongst the folds of the very wide dress that is so long as to form a sort of train. On her feet, she is wearing white leather sandals with silver buckles. Her hair no longer hangs over her shoulders. It is arranged in a knot of plaits in a charming style and precious burnished silver hairpins, all made with embroidered filigree at the top, hold it in position. Her mother's veil falls in beautiful folds under the precious thin plait that encircles her snow-white forehead. Her friends gaze upon her and admire her. They twitter gaily like sparrows, asking questions and expressing their admiration. Oh, look! They have the seal of Solomon, interwoven with thin little branches of palm and olive trees, and amongst these there are lilies and roses. Oh, who did such a perfect and refined work? They belong to the house of David, explains Mary. The women of the family have worn them for centuries. When they get married, and they are left in heritage to the heiress. Certainly you are the heiress. The holy young man is coming in just now in the company of Zacharias. He is really magnificent. All dressed in gold yellow, he seems an Eastern sovereign. On his head, he is wearing a turban. That is the usual piece of cloth worn like a hood and is held by a precious ring, a thin wire of gold to which there are tied some small branches of myrtle. He has on a new mantle with fringes, and he wears it with great dignity. He is sparkling with joy. He has in his hands small bunches of myrtle in bloom. Peace to you, my spouse, he greets her. Peace to everyone. When he has received a reply to his greetings, he says, I saw your joy the day I gave you a bunch from your garden. I thought I should bring you some myrtle which I picked near the grotto you love so much. I wanted to bring you some of the roses that are already beginning to bloom near your house, but roses do not last long. After a journey of several days, I would have arrived here only with thorns. And I want to offer you, my dear, only roses, and spread your way with soft, scented flowers, so that your feet may rest on them without touching anything dirty or hard. Oh, thank you, you are so good. But what did you do to keep it so fresh? I tied a vase to the saddle, and I put in it the branches of the flowers in bud. During the journey, they have burst into flower. Here they are, Mary. May your forehead be garlanded with purity, the symbol of a bride, which, however, is much inferior to the purity of your heart. Everything is ready. While they are waiting, I do not know what, Joseph takes Mary to one side and says to her, I have pondered a lot on your vow these last days. I told you that I will share it with you. But the more I think of it, the more I realize that a temporary Nazaritism is not sufficient, even if renewed several times. I have understood you, Mary. I do not yet deserve the word of life, but a murmur of it comes to me, and it causes me to read your secret, at least in its main lines. I am a poor, ignorant man, Mary, a poor workman. I know nothing of letters, and I have no treasures. But I place at your feet my treasure, my absolute chastity, forever to be worthy of being beside you, Virgin of God, my sister spouse, enclosed garden, sealed fountain. As our ancestor says, who perhaps wrote the Song of Songs, seeing you, I shall be the guardian of this garden of spices, in which are the most precious fruits, and from which a spring of living water gushes out in a gentle surge. Your kindness, O spouse, has conquered my soul with your innocence, O most beautiful one. You are more beautiful than dawn. You are a sun that shines because your heart shines. You are full of love for your God and for the world to which you wish to give a savior with your sacrifice of a woman. Come, my beloved spouse. And he takes her gently by the hand and leads her toward the door. All the others follow them, and outside, the joyful companions, all dressed in white and wearing veils, join them. They go through yards and porches, among the crowds that watch them, up to a point that is not the temple, but seems to be a hall used for ceremonies, because there are lamps and rolls of parchment, as in synagogues. They go as far as a tall lectern, almost a desk, and they wait. The others stand orderly behind them. Other priests and curious people gather at the end. The high priest enters solemnly. Pontiff joins the right hand of the bride with the right hand of the groom, and he blesses them solemnly. May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob be with you. May he join you and fulfill his blessing in you, giving you his peace and numerous descendants with a long life and a happy death in the bosom of Abraham. He then withdraws as solemn as when he entered. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.